Blog Talk Radio.
Rising in.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power.
Oh, you are going to work.
I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. Give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, poured up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
Good evening. The fun part of having more than one host is you always can get a snicker in.
Yeah. Hello, hello, everyone. Hope you've had a beautiful day wherever you are. We did.
All of our friends in China, God bless you. All of our friends in Europe, God bless you.
Bless you.
All of our friends in Africa, God bless you.
God bless you.
All of our friends in Asia, may God richly bless you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Now, I welcome you to what is probably going to be the greatest program you've ever listened to.
Amen. I stand in agreement.
Well, here's the truth. This is us together studying the Word of God, and that's what makes it the greatest program.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Just looking at that over there. Hoping for no surprises. Might not have raised it just a little.
Maybe.
Or closed the window a little or something. No, I like the breeze too much. Just like that breeze.
And with my new monitor there, it keeps the
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Hallelujah. Well, we're just having a wonderful time here. Hopefully you've been enjoying our conversation. Let's see if we'll add a little music here. I love this song. Here comes the glory in the room.
We know our God.
Comes the glory of the Lord, sweeping in the room. Here comes the glory of the Lord. Here comes the glory of the Lord, sweeping in the room. Hallelujah, 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 presence of the Lord. There's a notification. Somebody turn that guy down a little bit.
Here comes
the glory of the Lord. Here comes the glory of the Lord, sweeping in the room. The glory of the Lord. Here comes the glory of the Lord, sweeping in the room. Here comes the glory of the Lord. Here comes the glory of the Lord, sweeping in. Glory of the Lord. Here comes the glory of the Lord, sweeping in the room. Good morning, good evening, Brother Mike. Just thought we'd just sing a little bit. I know the audio isn't as good for you as it is for us, but wow.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. It is an amazing song. Here comes the glory of the Lord sweeping in the room. And that is what we're looking for. The last thing we need is another spiritual experience or churchianity experience. We want the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
And we welcome you tonight to the glory of the Lord. Can we get an amen from anybody? Amen, 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 amen.
Huh.
And amen. Blog Talk Radio is up. Facebook is up. And you is up. Gas prices are up. There's a whole lot of stuff that's up. Attitudes are up. I don't know if you noticed that lately or not. Aunt Velma's here.
Hi, Aunt Velma.
Phyllis Raymond's here. Dave Sweeney's here. Brother Mike Tony's here. We're going to have a good time tonight. I hear somebody talking somewhere. Is it you?
It's not me.
Do you have your monitor muted?
Mm-hmm.
No, I can hear myself talking. So if you hear an echo, help me find it.
Is it in your headphones?
We have a mystery voice here tonight.
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
It sounds like it's your phone.
Phone's off. Dan Cottle, welcome. Don't worry, we're not hearing voices here.
Yeah, yes, we are.
How are you guys doing tonight? How are you doing tonight? YouTube is not up yet. I'm still looking for them voices.
Oh. Don't let them get the best of
me. All right. They will not get the best of me. I guarantee it. There we go. How's everybody doing tonight? Aunt Velma, what kind of day did you have today? You have two choices, cast it out or say, speak, Lord, your servant.
This is good.
Wiped. Amen. 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 Hopefully your day was good. Hey, we had a good day here. It's a beautiful day here in North Dakota. For weather, this is beautiful weather. For people who want rain, it's like, that's enough sunshine already. Let's have some rain. Get some things in the right order. So just keep praying. I see the rainstorms are getting closer. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare that no weapon formed against us can prosper. And every tongue that might be raised against us having good rain is condemned by our tongue that says, rain, come now. That's what's happening. I hope you got all that. It was really good. It was quite a statement. Velma's had a good daisy. Anytime you got daisies, they're good.
Is that what you were planting today? Oh, Velma. Donna, I know, is working in her garden.
So thank you, guys. Brother Dave, were you out working in the garden at all this afternoon? God bless you. Brother Dan and Sister Gwen, we bless you tonight in the beautiful city of Have a Bonfire in the Backyard. It's always good to see you and your smiling faces. Joining with us and the revelation God gives you too is really good. 83 degrees in North Carolina.
Wow, no kidding.
All right, we had a good day, but it wasn't quite that good. We had a good day today, but I think our day probably got to a whole 65 maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Yep, 65 degrees right now. 65 degrees right now. And here on the inside of the office in the studio room, it feels balmy and a beautiful day in heaven is what we have here. People have money and they're spending it. We are busy. That's good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that they're spending money with Dave and Gwen.
Amen.
Oh, matter of fact, we say to all of Coleman and Beaverton and Shepherd and Mount Pleasant, all y'all come see them in Coleman. It's worth the drive.
Yeah. and go visit that beautiful memorial while their car is being worked.
Amen. Run down and see the beautiful memorial. You can even walk down the street and buy a pop at the local gas station. Empty your couch, Hank. Pumpkin, I'm on my way. 83, I guess. Yes, it is a very dry 65 today. Hallelujah. Who else is here with us tonight? You have two options. Either say, speak, Lord, your servant hears, or cast it out. You know, I don't know if any of you that listened to that worship music I put in the tent meeting thread today, when they made that video, somebody's talking in the background of that video. Now, you wouldn't think that that would be a situation coming out of a big ministry like Dr. Bill Winston's, but I'm sitting here in the afternoon, I'm worshiping with it, and I'm doing my work and working on the Facebook page and stuff, and I keep hearing this noise. I'm like, what is that noise? And I'd turn the music off, and it would stop, and I'd turn the music back on and be listening. I'm like, there's that noise again. I'd turn the music off, and it would stop, and I'm like, that noise is in that video. And at one point, the guy that's in the studio room where they make it or something said, yeah, it's okay, or something like that in the background. So if you really enjoyed that music today, and that worship is awesome worship, that's one of those that we're going to keep listening to. As a matter of fact, Sister Leanne and I were actually in that meeting that night in Chicago when they were there. And it was a powerful, powerful night. And, you know, Dr. Bill Winston has some of the best bands, and that place knows how to rock and roll in Jesus. They really do. And but David and Nicole Binion there are part of that that happens every year, and wow, the worship is always good. Them two are highly anointed. Highly anointed in God. It was 80 degrees plus today. Hip, hip, hurry up. Hallelujah. Hip, hip, hurry up. Hallelujah. Rebecca Smith is with us. Well, welcome, guys. We're just kind of talking and getting together as a family. And we thank you for being here with us. And we thank you for your faith with the community of faith. Let's grab our confession real quick and make it together. Share this with us tonight. This is in the comments and it's pinned. And this is our confession we're making every night. We declare all of our equipment and all of our technologies function properly every time we come together. From Genesis chapter 1, we are fruitful. We multiply. We subdue this earth, and we take dominion of our internet signal, our electronic devices, and every satellite that is necessary to make it work. We declare you will function properly every time we turn you on. Everything we do as a ministry always succeeds, unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. Thank you, Jesus, for the example that you dominated all realms of authority all throughout your ministry. We walk in your footsteps. We declare a perfect program tonight and every night to the glory and the honor and the praise to the wonderful name of Jesus and to his righteousness that we have been made into. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Did I miss a comment?
No way.
Well, you're chuckling, and I don't see any chuckling.
I didn't know that you posted that on the page. I looked it up in my phone, and I was thinking, why is he starting halfway down the page? Had I looked up, I'd have seen it.
A balmy 68 in booming metropolis of Thule, Utah. It sounds like a fun place to be, Mike. It really does. Everybody,
it does.
Let's all get a ticket and go see Mike tonight.
68 is a nice temperature, actually. It's not too hot to do things, but it's warm enough to do things.
Not too hot, but just right. Yeah, I think 72 in the breeze is about the most perfect temperature you could have.
That's nice.
I was watching, and that was the same music that my granddaughter sang at church past Sunday.
Oh.
She's the lead singer on the worship team.
That's awesome.
Phyllis Raymond. That's awesome. Thanks for telling us, Phyllis.
Yeah. The mountains are gorgeous. Yeah, some of those pictures you send, like, are just beautiful. So is that kind of like your headquarters-ish home base-y place? Or not so much?
I don't know what that's all about, but that paste was not necessary at all.
Okay.
I just copied and pasted, and it was not the right copy and paste.
Did you start YouTube yet?
Did I start YouTube yet? YouTube is started, yes. And YouTube has been running now for about 10 minutes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, we're going to get that paste, and then we're going to honor our, sing our hallelujah and mountains are gorgeous. I vote for 70 degrees, and it's perfect. Amen. Here we go. Well, it is now Wednesday, April 7th, 2021. We have already gone through a whole week of April. Does anybody know what's happening to all of these days? Are they being shortened for those that are on time?
For the end of time.
Now there is a question for the question and answer session. It's a simple answer, but no, but that's a good question.
It's a good question. Why is the answer no?
Hallelujah.
We'll write that down. You'll answer it later.
We'll write it down.
On Saturday?
Home base. No, I operate out of my suitcase mostly. My army buddy's about 45 minutes away, though, so him and the mountains make this one of my favorite places to go to. That's a cool thing right there. That's a cool thing. Well, here we go. Let's rise together. We'll make the Pledge of Allegiance. Have a moment of silence and God bless America, and we'll get started here tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Brenda, Your Honor, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who have paid the last full measure of devotion, those who are today wounded in their spirit, their soul, their body,
and they carry the scars of combat with them every day in honor of those who have faithfully served and on this day are serving the great United States of America. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now, let's sing God Bless America.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
And now, let's pray for the United States of America. The instruction that Father has given us is five prayers to pray for the United States of America. And we've been praying this now for a while. The good thing about our Father is he gives you an assignment. And then he helps you get it done, because that is his plan and how he works. Join with me now as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this great nation that we know as the United States of America. Thank you, Lord, that we were born here, raised here, and we are doing our duty now as good citizens of this nation to be found faithfully serving, protecting and defending from all enemies, foreign and domestic, because we love this land of the free and the home of the brave. We thank you, Lord, that right here, right now, today, every prayer that we've prayed in faith with the best of our ability to know your will and to speak the word of God, so the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. And right here, right now, tonight, we say, guide this prayer that we speak thy will be done here on this earth in Jesus' mighty name. According to Psalm 133, verses 1 through 3, we declare how good and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. And we declare it right now. We, the people of the United States of America, we, the people of God, we, the body of Christ, join together in unity right now, and we declare, God bless America. God bless America. We join together and say, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. Forgive us, Lord, when we've allowed idols to come into our life that took your place, and we allowed it to get in the way of you and who you are. And now we say, forgive us of our sin and heal our land. We seek your face, O Lord, for every pastor, every fivefold ministry leader across this nation and around the world. We declare we dwell together in unity so the commanded blessing of the Lord can come upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. the blessing of health, the blessing of strength, the blessing of wisdom, the blessing of unity, that blessing that drives our enemy off the land that belongs to us anyways. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for our branches of the government, the legislative branch, the judicial branch, the executive branch. We declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, United States government, function like you're supposed to, according to Isaiah chapter 33. Jesus, you are our lawgiver. You are our judge. And you are our king. And we trust in you tonight. May the wicked and the perverse and the godless and the reprobate's prayers not be heard in heaven. May they be removed from the positions of authority that they're in. And men and women of God be found in those positions. And as the psalmist said, may they be removed from their office and another one fill their place. May their name be removed from history, from the perversity and the absolute godlessness that they are. We declare it again. Lady Liberty and Uncle Sam are not dirty. We, the people of the United States of America, are not dirty. We declare these people who are dirty, you get out of our positions of leadership and all of your systems fail. You do not have the power to continue in office in the mighty name of Jesus. There's no witchcraft against the covenant. And we, the people of the covenant, of the Constitution of the United States of America, we declare Jesus is Lord over this great nation. We thank you that our prayers for good politicians to go to Washington, D.C., those prayers have been heard, and we know that we have the petition that we ask, and we thank you for it. Now, we ask, everybody open your eyes and say this.
I declare
every good politician is delivered from the foolish and ignorant men. And they function as they're supposed to. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And now we pray for the men and women who are serving today. For those that have defended the Constitution down through the years. And we declare that we know the innumerable host of angels are watching over us and watching over the Constitution tonight. And we give glory for it. Bless every veteran. Bless every police officer. Bless the fire department and the rescue workers. In the mighty name of Jesus, God bless our officers of the peace, in the name of Jesus. Say it with me. Corruption be removed.
Corruption be removed.
You are not allowed to be here. You are not allowed to be here in any sense of the word, in the mighty name of Jesus. In a moment, we'll pray the prayer against all the isms, communism, socialism, feminism, and all of the wickedness that is there. We bless our men and women serving now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody pray this prayer with us right now. This is against the isms. What are they, Pastor? Socialism, communism, feminism, modernism, racism. It's all isms, and they don't belong here. It's not who we are, and they don't have any right to our property and our land and this nation. And we declare the word of God today according to Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 20, which is what this is. You ready? To all the isms, it is impossible to destroy the United States of America. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You may think we have been driven off, but we are the children of God, have returned to our God, and we are rebuilding every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit, in the natural. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. And now, the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. You and I pray this prayer because we believe in this nation and we believe that God has an assignment for us to do that supports our men and women serving. I don't know if I mean all these things. Well, you need to start reading it and realizing this is what is, makes America strong or makes America weak. If you and I just look to men and women with a rifle, then somebody's got to go kill somebody. In the last war, that was horrendous. Ridiculous. How many people died? And it's time you and I deal with it in the realm of the spirit.
Amen.
And this is our prayer right out of the Gettysburg Address from our great president, Abraham Lincoln. Pray with me. Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain, and that this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. And this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in and with the United States of America. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. I thank you for being willing to pray with us in this manner. I truly do. I didn't serve in the military. And not many from my class did, because we were so close to Vietnam and the numbers were drawn down and America was sick of war and we didn't want to go to another one. But I have never been a man that wasn't going to stand for the troops and stand for the United States of America. I've always been one that says to God, here am I, send me. I'm not going to just sit around with the blessings of liberty and not do anything to protect or defend it. Amen? We've been given the opportunity. We've been endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. By the Creator. That's not the Constitution. It's the Creator, which is life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. It doesn't mean you're going to get it. If you don't choose to be happy, you ain't going to be happy. It's a real deep revelation. You might want to write it down, like take a marker and write it on your wall. That way, if you ever move out, somebody else will get the revelation. If you're going to be happy, you're going to have to decide to be happy in your life. And if you're going to have a free nation, then you have got to make a decision. There's something I can do to help this nation be free. Even if your place is to pray, it's one of the greatest things that you can do for this nation is pray for it. You might not be somebody willing to go out and stand the line of freedom and carry a weapon. Hey, Randy Kidman. Randy Kidman, one of these nights, I need you to come on here and tell your story, my brother. And it's one of them good stories. It's one of them angel stories. And and when you go in his garage and you see what he's talking about, you get another whole shudder of the realm of the spirit, because it's like, holy my goodness sake alive, look at what's going on right here. But I love you, brother. You got our support. This ministry prays for the troops every single day. And
if you decide you want to tell that story, Randy, you can call into Blog Talk Radio. You don't have to try to type it all in the comments.
Oh, yeah. No, don't type it in the comments. No. Thank you. Thank you. It's why you have a boss. Let me back up and try this again. Hey, Sunday Geyser's here. Welcome, Sunday. Welcome, welcome, welcome. YouTube is up and running. Blog Talk Radio's running. Let's try this again, Randy. I want you to tell the story some night. About the window. But I want you to call in, all right, and say it on the phone. Please don't try typing it. She wore my fingers out just thinking of trying to tell that story. And you might say, I'm pretty good at talk texting. I have almost thrown my phone out the window trying to talk text times. But, yeah, about the window. Yeah, bro, that's the story. And any other stories like that you got from when you was in combat, that's a good story. And it's a blessing. And it truly is. It's one of those miracle stories of God's abundant protection for the troops. And it's a good one. You don't have to feel like you got to do it tonight. If you're not ready, I'll give you a call here one of these days. And we'll make a plan on a night where you can actually have half an hour, tell your story or whatever. And it'll be a blessing to the body here, because we like these stories. And especially the angel stories. I like angel stories. Now, brother, we want to speak over you and brother Chris Timmer and any other veteran that might be listening to tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind the traumatic effect of combat in your life. See, just like that, here comes the presence of God. Here comes the anointing of God Almighty right there. In the name of Jesus, we bind this trauma of combat and the effect of it on later parts of your life. And we declare in the mighty name of Jesus that our brother never has nightmares or horrible dreams. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we bind this.
Yeah.
And we declare, everybody say this with me. I declare
our veterans' lives
and their families
are free from trauma
of their time serving.
It doesn't affect their body.
It does affect their soul. Or their spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. By night terrors, we bind you in our brother's life. Can't be there. By the presence of Almighty God manifesting in his life right now, in his home, across this form of communication, we declare our brother's free from this right now, in Jesus' mighty name. And we see an immediate result. And we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. By the name of Almighty God. As an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. As a minister of reconciliation. As a child of Almighty God. Filled with the Holy Spirit of God, who goes about doing good, healing all oppressed of the devil, because God is with this group of people right now in Jesus' mighty name. We declare Psalm 23 over you and every veteran. You will lie down in green pastures by still waters. That means in a sheep life, you're going to lay down and chew your cud. And the Bible says, he restores your soul. Restores your soul. He restores the years the enemy has tried to destroy from you. And according to Mark chapter 10, verse 29, everyone who gives up father, mother, sister, brother, houses, and land, for my sake and the gospel, Jesus said, and the gospel is liberty and justice for all, will in this lifetime reap a hundredfold return and eternal life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, I know our brother Randy spent 25 years doing this.
Wow.
And in the name of Jesus, the abundant blessing of God comes upon him.
Amen.
He sowed peace, therefore he reaps peace. He gave his life, therefore he receives his life, and his family has that life in the name of Jesus. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will rule his heart and his mind. In Jesus Christ our Lord. And it's not just for Randy. It's for every one of you that are with us, that are veterans, that are listening today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I'm going to say it again. And I got to have help. Let's put this on a note, love. I got to get these messages up on the website. And it's January 11th. And March the 20th, the day after the birthday party. March 23rd through the 26th. Those days we talked about trauma here on this program, in the evening program. I'll get the YouTube links and get it put on the website so you can be a part of it. Because any of you that have faced a traumatic situation in your life, these five videos, will make a difference in your life. If you can go from totally, well, let me tell the story. The ladies witnessed, they didn't witness, they were the first ones out at a suicide. And it had been a trauma in their life for over a year. And by a word of the Holy Spirit that night, on January 11th, God had me speak a word that totally set them free. By the Holy Spirit of God, that the trauma of it would no longer have an effect on them. And guys, God Almighty, by Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, has called this a healing room.
Yeah, yep.
And you and I are making this into a healing room where anybody that comes in here that has any of this, it doesn't matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We will see you healed. And one of the things we've realized in this last little bit is that the trauma of life affects your spirit, your soul, and body. And the prayer that is anointed by the Holy Spirit, that trauma is broken. Say it with me. My life is free from trauma.
Is free from trauma.
My life is free from trauma. Because it's true. Trauma has a big effect. If you find yourself continually bound to something, you're like, why can't I shake this? Begin to thank God it made you a new creation. And just say it, I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
And then bind trauma in your life. Because he made you a new creation when you were born again. And trauma can't affect you. It can't affect you. And once you pray, let me say it differently. Once you pray and you understand this, I'm going to tell you right now, God Almighty gets involved. Audrey Van Gessel.
Hello,
everybody going around Audrey and give her a big hug.
Uh-oh. Please pray for my daughters. We are hugging you, Audrey.
She's reading, I'm hugging.
My daughter's family, three teenagers, one 20, oh, 2.5 years old, and she's due, a girl, on May 2nd. I'm sorry for not attending. They're 98% on my heart. I also have COVID. I was literally this past weekend. I'm going to rest again. My symptoms are tired, a lot of aches.
Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, we speak over our sister Audrey.
Yes.
Life and life more abundantly. We speak over the daughters and the family. In the mighty name of Jesus, we rebuke you, COVID. You are powers. Mike, you got a prayer on any of this. Call and pray it, brother. Same to you, Brother Dan. If you got a prayer, call. Yeah, God just spoke both your names. If you guys got a prayer on these, call in and I'll have you pray them. What are we doing, Pastor? We're just walking with God. I rebuke you, COVID, in the mighty name of Jesus. You have no power. You have no power over these people. Right now, we bring the kingdom of God here. And his kingdom says, that is not what heaven looks like. This is heaven. Receive peace. We speak health in these bodies. Everybody say it with me. Every cell.
Every cell.
Every organ.
Every organ.
All the organ systems.
All of the systems.
Function properly.
Function properly.
And totally resist this.
Yes. Totally resist
this. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
We declare life and life more abundantly.
We declare life and life more abundantly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is always good. Sister Leanne, just remind everybody, those of you that are dealing with some of these things, these sickness, it doesn't matter what it is, you need to be receiving communion every day.
Every day.
If you got trauma, then you take that communion and you declare by the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most powerful cleansing force on the face of this earth is the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Right on the website, SamuelJCottle.com, is all of the communion service. And that blood purifies and goes to the depth of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. Jesus said, which is easier for me to say? Be made whole or your sins be forgiven? Well, everybody in our day knows thy sins be forgiven. Guys, if he can take away sin that is going to forever keep you from the eternity with God, and in one prayer, right away when you receive him, there's no sickness or disease that can survive that same blood.
Amen.
And it can't survive it. It can't survive it. You might say, Pastor, I don't understand that. That's okay. I'm going to keep teaching it to you. If you're one of them that says, man, I don't understand how the blood is going to heal me, then I ask you to send me an email. Send me a message in my private messenger and say, Pastor, help me see it. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray a prayer, and I'm going to send you a couple videos to study that is about this very subject. Mm-hmm. Why? Because when I get done praying the prayer of great power that we pray that deals with the devil, and it works in your life, you now need to get the revelation from the Word of God to be able to hang on to that prayer that we prayed. Why? Because the enemy's coming to fight you. He don't want you to be free from this stuff. So the revelation is the next important part of your life that you need to have. It's what we've been studying the last three nights, is you got to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior and get your tank full of faith, which is full of the Word of God. Now, some people are saying that Facebook is messing up. If it is, YouTube is working. One thing about YouTube, there's a lot of volume over on YouTube. There's a lot better volume on YouTube than there is here on Facebook. And you can go over there. If you're on a computer, you can have two tabs open. You can have the YouTube tab open and listen to the words, and you can have the Facebook tab open and the comments. And then you can make comments over on YouTube Live too. Here we go. Chrissy's husband's name is
Jim.
Please remind us of his name, if you will, Sunday.
You know, and even something as simple, because the coronavirus is a spirit of infirmity. And in the name of Jesus, every spirit has to flee. So if nothing else, walking around declaring the name of Jesus, I am healed. In the name of Jesus, I am healed.
Amen.
That will help build up your faith and your faith and not that.
Yes. And that's just, let's say that a little more loudly than what she's saying it. Well, I'm going to stop talking and then let me talk, and that's how you always do it. But it's one of the things we learned at the beginning of COVID. There is a spirit of infirmity with COVID. And it's a spirit of fear. Ron. Okay, Ron and Chris. Thank you, Sunday. I'll go get the ladder for you. No ladder tonight. She's smiling real big, brother. Thank you, Sunday. Now, let's say this about the spirit. Let's say this about COVID. All right? Because it's very, very important that you not only, you know, sleep good, drink good, but it's very important that you speak words, all right? So let's just look at it. This isn't my lesson tonight, but it'll be my lesson now. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. And we're going to go to verse 16. And we're going to go down to 16 to 22, because it's one of the things that people don't realize has to be done
to make a confession.
How to make a confession. All right, Chrissy is good. Well, she comes to the program all the time. Of course she's. She's a member at COF. Of course she's good. All right. And all the rest of y'all are good too. Let's just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, pause right now, Holy Spirit, and say, have your way here. We will not, we choose life and life more abundantly. We choose power and might and strength and dominion. That's what we choose. Because, Jesus, we choose you. And that's what you bring. And we give you glory for it. Word of God, speak right here, right now, tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, where do we go? 16 through 22.
I wasn't trying to put you in the middle of anything, Mike. I just wanted to know if you could hear. Sometimes I can hear it and sometimes I can't. I'm diving.
Oh, you guys are doing good. You might say, what's everybody after that? Well, on a regular basis, Brother Mike, he has great protection for me, and that is he helps me get out of the holes I dig, and he throws me a ladder, all right? All right? Yeah. Hallelujah. I just like Sister Leanne to be heard, but she ends up not talking because she knows I'm going to talk. But everything's cool on this end. Everybody know that.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, we're good. I just
wait.
Don't know.
I even had supper. So, I mean, it was goulash. It was amazing. Here we go. We're going to talk about the spirit of infirmity here. And what we've been dealing with the last couple of nights is building a confession. And then we're going to pray for this COVID thing again. All right? And we'll build a confession right here tonight. Let's just build a confession. I'm sure we got one on healing somewhere, don't we, love? Thread and see. I know we've got one built. Luke chapter 4, verse 16. So he came to Nazareth where he'd been brought up. As his custom was, he went into the synagogue to pray. On the Sabbath day, and stood up to read, not to pray, to read. And they handed him the book of the prophet Isaiah. When he'd opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Listen, in the synagogue, when they handed him the scroll, it was already laid out for years what would be read on that day. And what was to be read the day that Jesus walked in is this verse from Isaiah 61 that is speaking of Jesus. Watch what it says. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind. That's natural blindness, and that's spiritual blindness. To set at liberty those who are oppressed or bruised, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord at or today is the day of salvation. 20, he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down in the chair that was reserved for the Messiah. Nobody had ever seen it. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fastened on him because he just said, I'm the Messiah. And he began to say to them, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. All bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is this not Joseph's son? Everything about Jesus is to set people free. Everything about Jesus is to set people free. Everything about Jesus is to set people free.
Amen.
Every Jesus did is to set people free.
Amen.
I don't care what religious dogma has taught you something else. Everything about Jesus is designed to set you free. Go with me to now. Go with me to now. Go with me now to Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 17.
Now, I just posted a prayer in there. I'm still looking for a confession, but I did put a prayer in there that's a very good prayer for people, and it's short enough that people can say it constantly, and they can change the your to even me to make it.
All right. A healing prayer.
Yeah.
I declare divine help over you right now. Jesus heals every affliction, every autoimmune disease. I pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit right now that will flood your body until every trace of affliction is gone. The Lord Jesus heals you now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, here we go. Luke chapter 13, verse number 10. Look at this. He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. Jesus went to the Sabbath on a regular basis. That was his custom on the Sabbath, was to go to the synagogue and to teach. Verse 11. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity. Luke 13, 10. Through 17. 18 years this spirit of infirmity had been upon her and was bent over and could in no way rise up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her. And immediately, she was made straight and glorified God. This is one of the stories where it actually says Jesus laid hands on them. Many times he just spoke. Immediately, she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on Sabbath. Religious people always get angry when amazing, wonderful things happen.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Don't get angry when people get free and healed. You prove you're a Sadducee. And he said to the crowd, "There are 6 days in which men ought to work. Therefore, come and be healed on them and not on the Sabbath day." And Jesus reached over and smacked him right on top of the head. Wait, that was the Cottle paraphrase. I don't think that was in there. Verse 15. The Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrite." Can you imagine Jesus looking at you and calling you a hypocrite straight up to your face?
No.
"Do not each one of you on the Sabbath loose the ox or donkey from the stall and lead it to water? So ought not this woman, being daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath?" And when he had said these things, all of his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. I was talking to a guy the other day, and we agreed most churches will get you saved, but few will get you free. And they'll give you some kind of religious, idiotic excuse why you shouldn't be free. And what they're trying to do is get you, keep you bound to them. And I'm going to tell you, the spirit of religion and the spirit of infirmity go hand in hand, side by side. Pastor, did you just say that? Oh, yeah. The spirit of religion is a demon. It has nothing to do with Jesus at all. It is designed to teach you to sound religious, look religious, act religious, and still be bound by everything that those who do not know our God are bound by. It's called the spirit of religion. It's a demonic spirit, and it is indoctrinating many churches in the day we live. Well, Adam, looks like you're back again today. And we answered that, and we don't want to deal with you, but we don't argue scripture. Now, watch this statement. God Almighty wants every person free from sickness. Everybody say it. God Almighty
wants every person
free from sickness.
Amen.
Well, there we go. Jesus was so angry against this man that he put him to shame immediately in front of everyone. Why? Because he was this demonic spirit inside this Sadducee was going to lead people away from the deliverance that they were supposed to be receiving. Now, why are you showing us this scripture, Pastor? Because with COVID comes a spirit of infirmity, a spirit of fear.
Yeah.
And in order to be free, you are going to have to bind that spirit. And that's what we do here. We bind the spirit of infirmity. We bind the spirit of fear. We bind the virus itself. And then we lose life and life more abundantly in to your life. Brother Mike, just so you know, the guy was here the other night with the same thing, saying the same thing, and he just wants to fight, and so we don't fight.
Yeah, we didn't. We agreed with him even and explained.
We actually had about 10 minutes with him. Now we're back to the same thing. And like Sister Geyser, Sister Sunday said, he's just a troll. Just a troll. And if you want to go find him and deal with him, cast the devil out of him, that'd be a good thing. Adam-4-18. Now watch this. I'm saying this for Sunday, for Ron. I'm saying this for Audrey's sake, for her children's sake. I'm saying this for Don Jr. I'm saying it for Melissa Thorsby's family. I'm saying this for Brother Terry Freeman and Ruben and anybody else that you know of who is dealing, Susie Trish Shigafi. I'm saying it for you. Because the problem with COVID is there's a spirit of fear and there is a spirit of infirmity that comes that 99% of people in the middle of this, they just walk through it. There's no problem with it. But then there's the other 1% of the people in our nation. 1% of 380 million is still quite a few people. And so there's a group of people that don't win the battle. And I'm not going to have any more of us be that case in the mighty name of Jesus. Say it. We live and we do not die. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, I can open it back up if you got your post ready to go. And you can just let it go and cast that demon out of him. I don't have one of those all set up, but that's a good one to have set up. So, my plate is full. I don't need any more taters. Do you know what those taters are called? Spectators, irritators, imitators, procrastinators. There's a whole bunch of them taters in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let's pray right now for these people that's dealing with this. Do we have an update on Don Jr., Mike? Because we're going to pray right now, and we got a list of names that we're praying for, and we're going to keep right on praying for them until we hear that they're totally healed. Need the list, love. Now, you might say, Pastor, what's going on? Where are we at? We're being kind of quiet tonight. Well, listen, this is what I want us to see right here, right now. There's more to COVID than just sickness. This is a demonic force. This is a human-made virus on purpose to kill, and it has a demon with it. And you and I got to bind the demon and stand in the gap for people so that they be free. And those of you that are considering taking this vaccine, it ain't a vaccine, number one. Just be very careful. You better have a good doctor that is on the right side of this whole thing and know that he checked out what he's given you. And there's too many stories that is that's saying it's not safe. And they won't, if something happens, they won't do nothing for you. That's just how it is. Doctors can't get anything in order. Father, just keep, put it in there, Mike, when you get there, and we'll pray. Everybody that's here, pray with me right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, in Jesus' name, we speak your word right here, right now, tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. These wicked people, Lord, they told us there was going to be another one of these. It was going to flare up again. How in the world did they know? We rebuke it at its very root. We rebuke anybody in this world who is creating horrible viruses to destroy people. May their labs blow up and burn down and everything in it be totally annihilated so that humans will no longer be destroyed by this. What horrible wickedness there is. I ask that in my name, Jesus. I speak it aloud boldly. And I declare that we're free from it. Now, in the name of Jesus, you who went about doing good, healing all who were diagnosed with any virus, because the Holy Spirit was in you, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is in each of us. We command you, COVID-19, to die. The bug, the virus, die. Cease to exist in the bodies of all of these people in the mighty name of Jesus. Barb Welker, Wilma and Jim. Hold on. Dowd, and her mom, the Thorsby family, Donnie Jr., Ruben, El Talina, Ben, Darlene, Susie, the Baker family, Audrey Van Gessel and her daughters, Ron and Chris, Rich. We declare it in the mighty name of Jesus. Susan, I got to add one more name. There it is, Susan. We declare you leave their body now, COVID. And by the same Holy Spirit power, we command you, COVID, to release any attachment to any cell in their bodies. According to God's holy word, we are fruitful, we multiply, we subdue this earth, and we take dominion of you, you wicked, vile, virus. Now you die in the name of Jesus. Put your hand out your window and just say, die in my community, COVID.
Die in our community.
Die, common cold. Die, pneumonia. Now, in the name of Jesus, we say the people that have it live and live healthy in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare right now that there is life and health and strength fills their body now. Say this with me. Every organ system.
Function properly
in all of their body. Say it with me.
Bone marrow.
Resist this horrible virus. Now, wait a minute. Let's check that. Resist this defeated virus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, say this. I say this from my position.
As a minister of reconciliation.
As an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven.
As a child of Almighty God.
Bringing the kingdom to this earth. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now listen to this. Jesus gave you and me the keys to the kingdom so that whatever we bind on this earth will be bound in heaven. Brother Mike was talking about it to me today about how easy it is in our life sometimes to allow the simple. Are you on that one too, Mike? Well, in the name of Jesus, all right, I had to comment. Let me get back to where I was. Fine, brother. I dealt with it. It's another troll. Should be some trolls out tonight on YouTube. But that's all right. We got it. I have a troll hammer. And I have a troll watcher, Sister Sunday. We warn you, all trolls, Sister Sunday knows what you look like and smell like. And therefore, in the mighty name of Jesus, we'll deal with you very effectively. Bless you, Sunday. Everything about Jesus was to set people free. Everything. Everything about you and I has got to be to set people free. When people say, oh, no, I have COVID, get serious with it. Because here's the thing. If people are functioning in fear, this thing seems to really go off of fear.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And I don't think it really goes off of the strength of the virus. I think it goes off of fear. And if you can beat the fear, then you beat the virus. People that are afraid, faith doesn't work in fear. Go ahead.
Well, if the people are in fear, with it too, it's like that opens the door to and getting it in the first place besides being healed from it. Open to that door.
Faith and fear can't function in the same place. And you might say, yeah, but Pastor, haven't you heard how many people died? Yeah, but haven't you heard how many people Jesus healed?
Amen.
Can I get an amen from anybody? And I'm even right here in this program right here that we have, we've had many people. Well, you guys got to watch it if you were with us in December. We were with my mom in Tennessee when my mom had COVID.
Yeah.
83 years old, and really,
she brushed it off her shoulder and kept going.
You know, just a couple of days she didn't taste, but that was about all she had. And we didn't need to have 87 rolls of toilet paper in the house.
No, we didn't.
Although we would have been a good family to her and sent a bunch to her. The only acceptable, yeah, but, that's right, Mike. Now, see, I want you to see this, and I'm going to take us now and build a confession with you that you can have and that you can learn to build in any area of your life. Get this understanding. Every single one of us are going to meet people who need prayer. Every single one of us. Now they're back.
See, it isn't that showing up for me. Is it on YouTube again?
Street Preacher, you need to make a comment that has something to do with us or I'm deleting you. Because we don't let trolls just come in and just march all over what we're doing. If you're paying attention to what we're doing, that's fine. You're welcome. We love it. We love to have you here. But I ain't messing with you. Street preachers. But if you're going to be on our program, you come and you're part of what we're doing. And that would really help because right now we're binding the devil. And in the mighty name of Jesus. It's on YouTube. You guys don't see it?
Yeah, it's not showing up online. The last one didn't either. Brother Dan messaged, so and he's driving.
All right. Now watch this.
Oh, there it is. Just now.
Now watch this. I'm gonna put this in your comments. So everybody can see this. All right. This is a prayer over COVID that I'm going to give you to pray. Hang on just a second. I want to encourage you in your life to I want to encourage you in your life to build some confessions, prayers, declarations, whatever you want to call them, that begins to put the Word of God in a logical order for you. So you can take a message, that any message that we have, you can grab the verses and you can make a confession, a sheet, a profession, a declaration, a list of verses that you can study and memorize. And in so doing, grow and develop in God and build your faith. All right? Say, I've got to grow. I've got to develop in God. Now, here's the thing. I can have you listen to me every day. I can pray a very powerful prayer for you. There's other people here that can pray a powerful prayer. But when the day is done, you got to get to the revelation of what was just prayed over you so that you can grab a hold of the prayer and it will stick in your life. Because if you don't have any word hidden in your heart, then you're not going to be able to have strength to hold on to that revelation. It's what we've been teaching in the last couple of days. And it's what we've been teaching for the last year here. It's all about faith and how to get it and keep it in your life. Now, let's do this. Psalm 119, verse 10. Yeah. 9 through 16. Psalm 119, 9 through 16. All right. Well, we're welcome to have all you guys with us. We're glad to have visitors with us. We're studying about building a confession, overcoming the devil. Glad to have you on board. Thank you, Brother Mike. Psalm 119. Let's go. This is what this is all about, guys, is helping people get to the place where they got to be in God. Psalm 109, verse 9. Sunday, you can join in over there and tear it up because you're a mighty woman of God. So don't feel like I ever ask you to hesitate. You can go after it. Verse 9, how can a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed according to your word. Now, this is the psalmist. This is Psalm 119. So this psalm's got a whole lot of stuff wrapped up in it. But this is a young man looking, saying, I want to walk with God. Naturally, he's an Old Testament young man. He's not in the New Testament where you and I are. The difference between the two of us is this. Old Testament, all they could do was have sacrifices that covered their sin. New Testament, our sins are forgiven, wiped away, and we're given Jesus' righteousness. All right? Now watch. Verse 10. Psalm 119:10. With my whole heart, I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Have you ever felt like you were seeking God with everything in you? That's how I've been for my whole life. Have you ever felt like you were seeking God, but you didn't seem to be getting anywhere? I've been there in my life where I felt like, man, I can see that's where I want to be, but there's something I'm not seeing. Yeah. That's, I'm not getting what I can see is mine. And I know it's mine. Now watch. The answer for that situation in your life is you getting this book and copying some stuff off of some pages and hiding that word inside of your heart until that word becomes revelation knowledge, explodes on the inside of you, and you see what God said. Let's just use healing because that's where we are tonight for all of these people. The only way you get the revelation about God's healing is sooner or later, you got to open this book, write down some verses, and begin to speak them so that they get hidden down in your heart. Psalm 119, verse 11. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I will not sin against you. In the Old Testament, their sins was not purged and taken away. Their sins, and next year on the Day of Atonement and sacrifice another, and then they were covered. And then they had to come back again next year and do another sacrifice on the Day of Atonement, and their sins were covered. Our sins are purged, removed, and we are given Jesus' righteousness. We are a different being
than the Old Testament believers. Now watch. This is the answer for our life. It's always watching. See if people are actually the age they say they are. Now, your word I have hidden in my heart that I don't sin against you. Well, how about this? Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might understand. That's how he got himself not to sin, was to hide the word in his heart. Then the way you're going to understand healing is hide that word in your heart. Now, in the day we live, how do I say this effectively? You're going to have to quit following Mr. Big and Flashy, Fancy Pants, on the internet, TV, and start studying the Word of God. Pastor, what is that all about? Well, there's a whole lot of people that will never teach you about these things we're teaching you about. And some of those big preachers mock those of us too. And it's time you turn them off and never listen to them again. Now, why did you just say that, Pastor? Because you don't have enough time in your day to fill your mind with a bunch of junk and then come over here and try to get the junk back out that you filled your mind with. Now listen to me. I've been an internet preacher now for a year. 3 hours a day. Now watch. You better get this book out and find out what this book says. Because it doesn't matter what anybody says. Thank God for Billy Graham and Oral Roberts and Chuck Swindoll and Charles Stanley, and I don't care who your preacher is. Thank God for it. But if you don't get yourself to the point where you get this book hidden in your heart, then you're never going to be able to truly experience who God is and what God is in your life. What will you do? You'll have to continually come to people like us and say, will you pray for us? Sure, we will. We will always pray for you. But greater than us praying for you is you getting a revelation that, hold, I can pray just like anybody else can pray, and the power of God is in my prayer. Let's keep reading. Verse 12. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I've declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. Look at 15. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate on your ways. I will delight myself in the word of God. I will not forget your word. Well, here's what you got to do then. You got to find a way to get yourself in this book and get this book into yourself. What happens when you do? Now, everything in your life begins to change. I want you to look at verse 15 again, because this is the process that I've been talking about now for two nights, about filling your faith tank. Say this. This is the victory, that overcomes this world.
My faith.
Wait, everybody look up for a minute. Not the TV preacher's faith. Your faith. Your faith. Pastor, I really don't have any faith. Well, you're here, so you got enough faith to be here. But that's what this whole program is about.
you grow in God and become established in your own faith so that you're a walking powerhouse everywhere you go every day.
Yeah. Amen.
And now listen, I don't want anybody to take my words wrong tonight. Watch this. I need you to bring your prayer request here. I need you to tell us about your family that needs prayer. If you are sick for 1 minute, call us, text us, email us. There's no reason for any of our family here to be sick for days and finally say, well, Pastor, I finally called you because I'm really sick. Why didn't you call us the first day? Well, I was trying to deal with it all on my own. Oh, I got a word for you. If immediately doesn't happen, call the rest of us.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen?
Yeah.
Why? Because when immediately doesn't happen for me, I'm going to call somebody else, and I'm going to get some more help so immediately comes to pass in my life. Why? I ain't living with this mess in any sense of the word in my life, in Jesus' mighty name. Psalm 119, verse 15. I want everybody to look at this verse again. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. That's the word of God. I will not forget your word. Now watch. Let's go back over here. See if I can grab one of my notes for tonight. I'm getting it. Somebody, somewhere here. Let's go. There it is. Now, there it is. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13. Thank you, everyone, for helping us put in verses tonight. Seems well, Wilma and Ken and both are not with us tonight, which probably means they're both, all right, which that's a good thing. They are mother and daughter, so it is a good thing for moms and daughters to be together. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe, and therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore speak. Knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise up with Jesus and will present us with you. Now watch. Paul said, I believe, therefore I speak. Now what is he talking about? He has taken the word of God, digested it, put it in his heart, and since he now believes, he's now going to speak the word just like the psalmist said in Psalm 119. He is going to speak the word. And as he speaks that word, that process continually goes. At lunch today, at noon today, we were in John chapter 19. No, John chapter 20. Hold your place in 2 Corinthians and go with me to John chapter 20. John chapter 20, And we're going to go to 26 through 31. I really need somebody, if you will help me put in the verses over on YouTube, on Facebook, because if you're putting them in, I'm actually not seeing them. Are they being put in?
On Facebook or YouTube?
Facebook. Now, I'm in John chapter 20, verse number 26 through 31. After 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, stood in the midst, and said, "Peace to you." Now watch. Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands. Reach your hand here and put it in my side. Do not be unbelieving, but be believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Now, let's talk about our program right here so that we get a revelation of where we are and what we're doing. Watch this. Every night we come here, we are teaching you the doctrine of faith. Every night we come here, we're teaching you the doctrine of righteousness. Why? Because it's the two most important doctrines you got to have. You got to get righteousness of God in Christ Jesus in your life, and you've got to have the doctrine of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, once you get those two things established in your life, then your life will change and you'll begin to see growth and development. Some of you have said in your life, I can tell by the Holy Spirit of God. Some of you have said, I can't seem to ever get anywhere. As long as somebody else prays for me, I seem to get somewhere. But as soon as nobody else is praying, it doesn't seem like I move at all. Well, here's what we got going on. We got to get this word in your heart like the word is in the heart of the person who you're going to have them pray with. Now, this is what we've been talking about for the last two nights. Getting your tank full. Say it with me. I got to get my tank full.
Got to get my tank full.
And what is the tank going to be full of? The tank is going to be full of words and verses on who God is and what he's doing in your life. Now, in that process, just like I sent you that prayer for COVID, what you got to do to bind COVID, what you got to do is find this stuff in the Word of God. And when you find it in the Word, now you add that verse of Scripture and you create yourself a written process of verses from the Word of God, and that written process now begins to direct and guide your life. Now, let's go down here. I just pinned it again. I want everybody to see these verses. All right? So here we go. In the name of Jesus, this is what I pinned. In the name of Jesus, who went about doing good, healing all who were diagnosed with any virus, in the name of Jesus. Jesus taught us in John that we should pray in his name, and whatsoever we pray is going to come to pass. Now, watch this. Let's go look at it. John chapter 14 and we're going to go down to verse 10 through 14. John 14, 10 through 14. Now watch this. Here we go. Now, Nasir, I would encourage you to be with us tonight. Listen to the word. And as we teach this tonight, we're going to teach you how to walk with God and become a Christian. In a few minutes, we're going to pray a prayer of salvation that will change your life and get you right with God. We welcome you. We're glad to have you here with us. And we're glad you come to learn about the Bible and Jesus. One of the blessings and anointings that's on this ministry is that people like you would come here and you would find the ways of God and the things of God in this ministry and would become very revelatory to you and become a blessing to you. So we encourage you just stay and study along with us. Open your Bible and begin to read these. If you don't have a Bible, I would encourage you to get the BibleGateway.com, Bible Help, Bible Hub. Somebody put those two in there. So he's got a way to be able to be connected. All right? Now, oh, he does have a Bible on his phone. All right, there you go. Here we go. We're in John chapter 14, verse 10. Do you believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? Jesus is talking to his disciples. The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority. But the Father who dwells in me does the works. Now, we've been teaching this for about a month now. I mean, it's about 2 months now. Get to be one with the Father. Now, there's a whole doctrine. There's a whole understanding to be had about being one with the Father. If you'll send us a message, if that message and those teachings are not making sense, you'll send us a message. We'll help you help it make sense in your life. The last thing we want is for you to just sit and listen to us and done and say, wow, that was really good. Thank you. Well, I don't want you to just say, wow, that was really good, Pastor Sam. Thank you. That was good. I want you to grasp what it is. God wants you to grasp what it is we're teaching you so that the revelation of God gets inside of your being and explodes about who he is on the inside of you. Say it. God is in me.
God is in me.
And he's working mightily right now. Let's keep going. Look at verse 12. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, everybody look at your Bible. The works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do because I go to my Father. So, can you say it with me? I get to do the works of Jesus.
I get to do the works of Jesus. Amen.
And greater works than Jesus did. Now, guys, tonight we read the story of a lady that was bent over. Literally 18 years she walked around like this, bound by a spirit of infirmity. You and I have the very spirit of Christ on the inside of us. And when you get the revelation that the Spirit of God lives in you, you will begin to resist everything that comes at your body and realize nothing can get on the inside of you. Let's just ask a simple question. Was Jesus ever sick?
Never recorded, no.
He couldn't be sick because he was going to be the spotless lamb to take away the sin of the world and the sickness. So if Jesus wasn't sick and he had the Spirit of Christ, then you and I shouldn't be sick. Why? Because we have the Spirit of Christ. Jesus just said in John 14:12, the things that you have seen me do and greater, you will do in my name. Think about it. Right here tonight, this says Nasir, the 14-year-old ex-Muslim. At 14 years old, the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit will fill this young man and transform him into a healing man of God that will change his whole world.
Amen.
At 14. Jesus was in the temple at 12. The name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus changes everything. Now watch. Verse 13. Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Let's read it again. Everybody read it out loud with me. John chapter 14, verse 13. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14. And if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Let's go back to the confession that I've got pinned right here. Look at what it says. In the name of Jesus. Somebody copy that. Copy that and send that to Sunday in, somewhere where you can put that all together and get that to her. So we start the prayer out in the name of Jesus. Why? Because Jesus right here said that if you ask anything in his name, he's going to do it. Well, what are we asking? We're asking for all of these people to be free from COVID. And Jesus said, anything you ask in my name, is healed from COVID included in that statement? Most certainly, yes. Most certainly, yes. Every part of your life is included in that statement of, in my name, I will do anything. What is included in anything?
Everything. John is here. Christine is here. Welcome, you guys.
John and Christine, welcome. Glad to have you. I'm going to show you something. All right, Pastor Schultz. I will. Now, if you'll go back and you'll look at that note that I have pinned, you'll notice that I added to it, underneath the original part there. Oh, come on. You'll notice that I added to it the verse of Scripture, John 14:10-14, and that has to do with in Jesus' name. What are you teaching us, Pastor? I'm teaching you how to write a confession and write a prayer from the verses of Scripture that we teach you.
Yeah.
All right? So, the beginning of the prayer says, in the name of Jesus, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Now, let's add that verse to it. So, what we got to do is find that verse. That verse is Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Actually, let's do 34 and 38. All right? Now, I'm going to enter that in. You're watching me right now. And in that pinned comment, I'm actually building a confession. It's right there for you to see, the prayer. And now I'm adding the scriptures to it, where it comes from. You're welcome, Chris. Love you. And, Chris, anytime we do this, if you haven't If you don't get it sent to you, make sure you just say it right in the comments. Can you please send that to me in Messenger? Because, yeah, Chris, Sunday, and Chris, and anybody else in YouTube, we'll help you with it. Why? Because I want you to see this process, and I want you to have these tools that make you a very successful Christian. You got to get this word hid in your heart. All right? Now, let's keep going. Oh, let's go to Acts chapter 10. Wow. Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Peter opened his mouth and said, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality." Say this with me. Whoever I pray for, that ask for prayer, their life will be changed. Why? Because God shows no partiality. Yeah. That's all right. What are you showing us, Pastor? I want you to be able to have confidence when you pray, because you can see the verse right in the Word of God. The answer for your prayers to become powerful is that you actually have the Word in your heart, coming up out of your heart, out of your mouth, speaking the Word of God. You might say, "Pastor, I don't really have this too good." I know, but that's okay. The idea is, start now. Don't say, "I'll do it later." Start this process right now. Why? Because you want to be able to get this word in your heart. And then build this, you just keep saying it. Let's keep going. 38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Watch your Bible now. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth and Samuel J. Cottle. Did you see it? It had my name in there. But see, Jesus has anointed you with the Holy Spirit. And you have the same authority on this earth as Jesus does. Look at what it says he did. Who went about doing good, killing all who were oppressed of the devil. Why? Because God is with him. Say it. God is with me. Romans chapter 8, verse 11.
Amen.
Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Now I'm going to edit this note again. I want you to see it. I'm just kind of doing this right in front of you tonight so you can see it. Nazir, are you still here? Romans 8:11 says, the same Spirit. There we go. Hold on just a second. Let me just type a little bit more in here. Somebody talk. Hey, first time in the world a woman's stuck and can't talk. That's right there. Just mark it down. All right. I feel instructed to pray with you right now, Nasir. Would you like to pray the prayer of salvation right now? Because that's a simple process to do. And before anything else happens, I feel like we should do this. Now, Nasir came and said that he wants to know Jesus. He's got a Bible. And so here's the answer to knowing Jesus. It's as simple as you receive him in your life. Let's go to John chapter 3, verse 16. I'm seeing a plan, Brother Mike. Oh, he's on the bat phone. I'm seeing a plan. Because when someone comes out like this and says, I want to know Jesus, then one of you that are willing, we'll hook you up over on, I'm seeing a plan because a situation like this comes with Nasir. Put one of you over there on Blog Talk Radio. And on the phone, you could actually minister to them and get them born again right while we're teaching in the session. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's simple and it works. But let's stop right now, everybody. And let's just pray with Nasir and see him come to Jesus right now and his whole life change. John 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 17, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Now, I want you to just see a couple things, Nasir. The idea is, all of God, you'll have to have receiving him. It's just as simple as that. Jesus said, whosoever believes in me will not perish and have everlasting life. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray a prayer now, and I'm going to lead you in that prayer, and I want you to pray it out loud with me right there wherever you are. Just pray this prayer with me right now. Father, in the name of Jesus. Yeah.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Everybody just pray it. Say it with me. Father, in the name of
Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area.
In every area.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
I believe in you, Jesus.
I believe in you, Jesus.
And I receive you.
And I receive you.
Into my life.
Into my life.
According to John chapter 1.
According to John chapter 1.
When I believe and receive you.
When I believe and receive you.
You give me the power.
You give me the power.
To be a child of God.
To be a child of God.
And I am a child of God now.
And I am a child of God now.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name.
Ready? Do this. Put your hands together in a big ball and just dump out all the sins you've ever committed. And just say, there's all my sins.
There's all my sins.
Now turn your hands over like this and say, Jesus, I receive all of your righteousness.
Jesus, I receive all of your righteousness.
Now just pull it back to you and just put it all over you. Say it with me. I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Say this. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
And understand the Word of God.
And understand the Word of God.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Now, Nasir, if you prayed that from the depths of your heart, you're born again. Born again. You literally just became a brand new creation and Almighty God. Because that's what goes on. Now, you should experience on the inside of you life and a change on the inside of you. And what that is God Almighty just filled you with himself. God Almighty just filled you with himself. Say this. Everybody say it with Nasir. I am filled with God Almighty.
I am filled with God Almighty.
Through Jesus Christ, his Son.
Through Jesus Christ, his Son.
I am filled with the Holy Spirit.
I am filled with the Holy Spirit.
My life will never be the same.
My life will never be the same.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Now, how do you walk it out? Well, number one, come hang out with us. Come hang out with us. Why? Because as you come hang out with us here every night, we're going to continually teach you the ways of God. I've got lots of videos that will teach you how to walk with God and teach you how to understand the Word of God, and we'll begin to send them your way. Make sure you get my email address in there, guys. And send me an email, let me know yours, and we'll begin to communicate with you. I've got 10 verses that will help you in your walk with God to begin to understand who he is. And there, they put my email address in there, hgpreacherman@gmail.com, and I encourage you to get yourself connected to that. Why? Because it's going to help you walk with God. Just send me an email, and then no matter what, I'm going to help you. Not just me. There'll be some other people I'll get involved, and they'll help you too. And we'll help you walk with our God. Why? Because that's what we do around here. That's what we do in Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's see, where are we at here?
Acts 10:38.
Now, let me see. It's 9:18. See what to do. In a little bit, here we're going to receive the communion elements, and what that is grape juice and bread. You might not have that in your house. If you do, that's good. If you don't, I would encourage you to get some bread and water and get it ready. And we're going to receive the communion elements together, which is Jesus' way of saying to the New Testament people, this is like the Passover. And that was a feast in Israel that they did for that was the covering of their sin. But in our day, we use the communion elements that we're going to have in a little bit. And that is the answer for us. Now, so get that ready. Everybody say, God bless Nasir, Nasir. We're glad to have you with us. We're glad that you came and are part of this. You have bread and grape juice. All right. Now, probably so. Now, I want to do this real quick. I want to get us back focused on our lesson where he's at. Because I want to make this statement one more time. All right. And let's go back to Psalm 119 one more time and nail this verse. And Psalm 119, and this is verse 11 and 15. And then we'll receive our communion elements. Because It's just that time of night. And here we go. What a good night. Prayed for people to be healed. And got our brother born again. The blood of Jesus now covers his life. And now he'll be an example wherever he is, in whatever nation he's in, an example of the light and the love of Jesus everywhere he goes. Because that's how our Jesus is every single day. In the mighty name of Jesus. You don't have to tell us what nation you're in, but if you want to, you can. That's up to you. I know not everybody does that from around the world. And thanks, Dan, for that. Mike, thanks for that prayer for you, Mike. Appreciate that. Those of you that's there, don't ever hesitate. When God speaks a word to you, don't hesitate to say it. San Francisco, California. All right, well, that's a good thing. You can be a witness right there in the city of San Francisco, California. I think you're the first Californiaite we have that's listening to us that we know of. But that's all right. We're glad to have you with us. Psalm 119, verse number 11. Your word I have hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. In that day, that there, God wanted them to not sin. God doesn't want anybody to sin, but sin is our nature. And so that's probably going to happen until you get your nature changed by the blood of Jesus, which is what we just did with Nasir. And then once your nature changes and you get filled with the Spirit of God, now you're going to function from a completely different level of God in your Christian life. And I'm telling you right now, I can tell that to some of you, tonight, this all of a sudden made sense. All of a sudden tonight, some of you are like, wow, I am seeing this in a way I've never seen before. So here we go. Amen, Mike. Good prayer, brother. Good prayer. Psalm 119, verse 15. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Now, some of you that have been born again for years, you've already read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You've got a good foundation of who Jesus was and what he was. Now, sir, if you're first coming to this, we would recommend you read the books Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the book of Acts. Those five books, read them over and over and over again as often as you can. Life story of Jesus, and it's in the eyes of four different men. And the book of Acts is what is going on in the day that we live, and from the disciples to the day we live. And it's the power of the Holy Spirit living in our lives. The Bible's got a whole bunch of stuff in it. But as a new believer, we recommend you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the book of Acts. And then we'll study other verses with you that'll help you walk with God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Are we doing it? Amen. All right, I'm going to stay on my Psalm 119 verses for one more time. You ready? Psalm 119, verse 15. I will meditate on your precepts. I will contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. What are you talking about, Pastor? Get these verses out. We're going to have a verse list here in a little bit of tonight's program. And we're going to put it in the comments. And that verse list is going to give you a list of verses that we said tonight that you'll be able to study. Go back and read them again. and again and again and meditate in them. And all of a sudden, it begins to get down inside and you begin to get a revelation of just exactly what's going on in the Word of God. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Thank you, Phyllis. Got the verses already in there for us. Appreciate your help. Phyllis is a mighty woman of God. If you need somebody to explain the Word of God to you, she can explain it. She can preach it to you. Matthew, or 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. And we're going to receive our communion elements now in the mighty name of Jesus. Brother Roger, receive communion with us. We're going to pray for you when we're finished here. Yeah. I only heard one time, but it was fire.
Yep.
I lost. I'm lost in the lag somewhere. Where in the leg are you?
You were talking about Phyllis being a mighty woman of God.
Oh, Phyllis being a mighty woman of God. Yeah, there you go. Good job, Mike. 1 Corinthians 11:23. I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he had broken it, he blessed it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Just follow along with us here and do what we do, and you'll be right there. Now, verse 25. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse number 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. 18. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear is torment. Say it with me. In the communion elements, there's no fear.
There's no fear.
There's nothing to be afraid of. If you're here and you want God, there's no fear at all whatsoever, because it's all going to be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, what everybody noticed has just put up the verses that we went through tonight. You might like say like, wow, Pastor, that was a lot of verses. Well, that's true. But when you put them all together, that makes the flow of the Holy Spirit for this night. That makes the flow of the Holy Spirit for this night. So you can begin to understand. And God will help you get an understanding as you read those verses out loud in Jesus' name. You ready? Now, here's why we take communion. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation, the same prayer we just prayed with Nasir. You might say, Pastor, I thought we was taking communion already. Well, as I sat here, the Holy Spirit said, this man's serious. Help him find me. So we just got busy and did it. All right? But I wanted to pray that prayer again. Because it doesn't hurt to pray that prayer often. Let me say that differently. It does you good to pray the prayer often. Not because it didn't work the first time, just because you get to say those words out loud again, and it is speaking the word of God, and it is putting it down in your heart so that it can come out of you as revelation. Amen?
Amen.
Here we go. Pray with me from the depths of your heart. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
In my life every day.
Every day.
I know I need you.
I know I need you.
And according to the book of John.
And according to the book of John.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
And I enter in through Jesus.
And I enter in through Jesus.
I believe in you, Jesus.
I believe in you, Jesus.
And I receive you.
And I receive you.
And I know that makes me.
And I know that makes me.
A child of God.
A child of God.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Do it. Take sin like this and just dump it out. Say, there's all my sin.
There's all my sin.
I can't beat it in my own strength.
I can't beat it in my own strength.
Turn your hands over and say, Jesus, I receive all of your righteousness.
Jesus, I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling my life right now.
Filling my life right now.
Manifesting yourself to me.
Manifesting yourself to me.
In great power.
In great power.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. And amen. And amen. Now watch this. Jesus just filled your life in every area. In that one prayer, you literally went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. You went from your sin, which you can't beat it yourself, to now being filled with Jesus' righteousness. Some people say, like, Pastor, that happens someday, but that doesn't happen immediately. No. It happens immediately. We're glad you stopped. We're glad you're here, Nasir. We're here every night, six nights a week at the same time. Come to us every night. Come to us every night and be with us. Now watch. Not only did God do all of those things I just said, he literally made you a child of the God of heaven. I think sometimes people hear you say that, they're just like, well, right, okay, I think so. No, that's actually what just happened. You literally now are heir of God and joint heir with Jesus. Literally. And to top it all off, he's like, well, let's make them a minister of reconciliation too. And the wonderful things of God. Now, they've got my email address and website in there. Make sure you write down. I got 10 verses that'll help you learn to walk with God. And we want to explain them to you. We want to explain them to you. We want you to understand them. And we're going to help you walk with God. If you send me an email, I'll send them to you. You send me another email, I'll send another one to you. And I will help you walk with God. Those of you that's been around here for a long time and have never sent me an email form, well, I'm going to just say it again. You might as well write and get them. I'll tell you what. You might not want to get to heaven and not having seen these verses, because God might ask you a question. Now, Pastor Sim was giving you those verses. Did you ever ask him for them? Anyways, I want you to contact me, and that's what that's all about. If you have a question, any of you, if you have a question about the things of God, make sure you get in contact with us, and we'll help you walk with God. Most of all, show up back here every night and be a part of this, because you want to walk with God right here. And it don't matter. It does not matter who you are or where you are in God. It takes you a couple days, and you'll be right in the flow of what's going on, and the Holy Spirit of God will make all of this make sense to you in one way or another. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's get ready and receive our communion elements. Did I forget anything? Ready? Pull your elements up. Let's do this. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
I call them sanctified.
I call them sanctified.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement.
The chastisement.
For my peace.
For my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing.
Nothing missing.
Nothing's broken.
Nothing broken.
Every joint supplying in my body.
Every joint supplying in my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
And in the body of Christ in my community.
And in the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive the bread. Thank you, Jesus, that nothing held you to that whipping post except your love for us. And we give you glory for it. And now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this way. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
That has been placed in remission.
Placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
Right here, right now.
Right here and right now.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
All things have passed away.
All things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Including COVID.
Including COVID.
Has to pass over my life.
Has to pass over my
and
life.
Cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down in my life.
Is cast down in my
and
life.
And there's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the juice together. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Isn't that cool? We got a new man of God with us tonight. Like Brother Mike just posted. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who comes to him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's sing. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Well,
hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah or something. In the mighty name of Jesus.
This is a great night because that's such a powerful thing to learn how to build the confessions that you need when you need them.
Keep talking, love. Listening.
They can't hear me.
Can you guys hear Leanne?
They all put, I take the fifth. I don't like that.
Well, this is why this is the last three nights of this. God has been speaking this to us. It's because it's important that you learn this process. It was a trap before, and it's a trap now. That's all right. Brother Roger will help me out. Now, Father, right now, in Jesus' name, we speak over Brother Roger and this appointment that he had and everything of it. We declare our brother is free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, he is free at last.
Amen.
And free to enjoy. With no trauma from combat or any other area of life, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Well, guess what, guys? That is all we got tonight.
Yes. What a great night, though.
Somebody calls in, we could get a 90-second jump to put icing on the cake. No pressure. Oh, we're done in good time tonight. 90-second ladies, a long ways away.
Michael, aren't you supposed to be sleeping? Now that I think about it.
All right. So, Nasir, we're glad to have you with us tonight. Come on back anytime. And we're going to be studying about how to make a confession, how to get this word down in your heart. I saw John Wayner on here somewhere. John Wayner, you been here tonight? Working hard, are you, bro? I love you, man. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, that our brother John Wayner is filled with the strength of God.
Amen.
All right, brother. I love you, John. Keep in touch. Come over and have supper. We got goulash tonight. Nope. Pastor, can you fill in, huh? I'm lost in the lag, Mike.
Oh. I think he was answering me. Pastor can fill you in.
All right, that's cool. All right, that's cool. I got it. Well, we're just kind of sitting there. I think it's a good night. Somebody shout, oh, I got one more closing verse I got to read. That's what I got to do. I'm kind of just sitting there like, does anybody know what I'm supposed to be doing? We're going to Jude. We're going to read Sister Phyllis Raymond's favorite closing verse.
Philly's
favorite verses. These are our closing verses. Jude, verses 20 through 25. Goulash is noodles and tomatoes and tomato sauce and hamburgers and onions and peppers. And it's a big old bowl of amazing awesomeness. And there's chili over here too, John. So if you're anywhere close, show up, bro. Love you, brother. I love you. Jude, verse 20. Watch this. But you, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Pastor, I want this most holy faith. Yeah, I know. Keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. That's what praying in the Holy Ghost does for it. 20 and 21, that's two of the great benefits of praying in the Holy Ghost. 22, on some having making a distinction, others with fear pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. 24, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, exceeding joy. Say it. No more stumbling.
No more stumbling.
And completely faultless.
And completely faultless.
How can Jesus do that except he's going to give you his righteousness? Look at 25. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power now and forever. And since that belongs to Jesus, you're the body, so all of that's supposed to be on us. Glory and majesty, dominion and power. That's why everywhere we go, we bring this kingdom to earth and say, nope, this has got to look like that, 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 and that in order to be heaven. And it's thy kingdom come on this earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah.
Jesus, mighty name.
Jesus, mighty
name. Well, there it is. Boom. Is blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Nasir, make sure you send me an email. All the rest of all y'all send me an email that haven't sent me one in a while.
All right, I will.
Till we see you again tomorrow at noon for prayer. And keep coming to prayer because God's changing that prayer time up on us. And we're going to just keep moving with him where he wants us to go with it.
Yeah.
And then we'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, and we're going to be dealing with hiding the word in your heart. All right. Thank you, Roger, for letting us know. And when you get done, y'all stop on by here. You hear me now, bro? Love you guys. As we say every time we come here, we love you.
And God
loves you. And Jesus is Lord.